This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
We have Tian on the line. How are you going, Tian?
You guys.
We nearly actually just cut you off there.
It was an accident, I swear. It was an accident.
That could have been a very short interview.
Just wrong buttons, learning as we go. Thank you so much for joining us, Tian.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No dramas whatsoever. So we've got you on the line to talk about your upcoming EP release in October, but your single Golden's out now. We wanted to talk a little bit about that. Can you tell us a little bit about the song? Because we've heard it and we absolutely love it.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, no, look, it's honestly a song that, you know, I've always wanted to write. It's definitely... It's something that I kind of wrote for myself. Usually a lot of the songs I write, I'm like, yes, I want people to relate to this, you know, like, but for this one, it was kind of just like a bunch of emotions I had in one night, kind of just knocked out in one song. So, yeah, it's about feeling golden, you know, like just chasing that feeling.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. You just mentioned that you sort of, this is one of your first tracks that you've written for yourself, and you said you wrote it overnight or something like that. You know, like, how does it come about that you want to write a song for yourself rather than writing a song about someone else or for others?
I don't know. Like, it's kind of... I guess it just depends. Like, I wrote the riff and it kind of just all came out from there. And I was like, you know, I think what it was in that moment of time, I needed inspiration. And so this song came out and I was like, yes, this is how I'm feeling right now. You know, just... a reminder to myself to keep going with my music, and you know, because I think we all have our doubts there when it comes to music. So yeah, it's cool.
So, Tian, I just want to we've just been discussing this. We've read somewhere that you actually came up with Golden in your living room in literally the night you thought of it. You came up with the lyrics, and you even recorded it. Is that correct?
That's unreal.
Yeah, no, that's legit. Yeah, sorry, and that, like, it does happen on the occasion, but. Yeah, I think a lot of musicians can agree that kind of, yeah, that's a very magical moment when things like that happen. So, yeah, I got pretty lucky with it. Sitting in my lounge room, just kind of all came out at once. So, yeah, pretty lucky.
that's awesome. You know, your music has scored you a spot at the Red Deer Music and Arts Festival. That's in October as well. Are you looking forward to that?
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, the Preachers were headlining, so that's just a dream to kind of be on the same, you know, lineup as them, and the Kite String Tangle as well. So, yeah, super cool stuff. October's really going to be an awesome month, with the EP coming out and everything. So,
Sounds huge.
Details to come there. Yeah, no, very exciting.
So, Tian, you recently just got a new producer, I believe. Dylan, am I pronouncing it right? Lindquist?
Yes, that's
the Claw,
yeah,
one of your close friends, is that right?
Yeah, that's it. So tell me about that. We went to high school together, so we've been friends since like 2009. Yeah, and I mean, he was doing music. He was in all of my music classes with me, and he always wanted to do producing and things like that, but never quite knew how to get there. So I'm quite proud of him, really, that he's doing his own project, and he actually just uploaded like a Lord remix.
Seems to be breaking up with you a little bit.
Seems to be breaking up. We caught the end of that. Just quickly, when you're, you know, making your music, I mean, obviously you've got your producer who you get your feedback from, but who are you feeding your music to and getting to listen to make sure that you're doing the right thing? Or is it that thing that you were talking about where you've got such a strong belief in yourself, you know that you're doing the right thing?
I think it's hard because you kind of do want that feedback. A lot of the time I actually send my music to my little sister, Sade.
Nice.
she's amongst that, like, young crowd, and you kind of want to know what, you know, the young people think of that. I think, yeah, she's 15. So it's always nice to have the feedback of, you know, that generation. But also my nan, because she's older, and it's good to kind of get... It's awesome to have other musos listen to music, but it's good to know what, you know, general fans think of your music.
And you've got a good mix there too.
People that don't have that knowledge. Yeah, that's it. Like, it's cool to kind of, hear it from all the ends. Like, my boyfriend, he's a muso, and it's good for him to listen to it because he can kind of analyze it as a muso. So, yeah, you want to hear the opinions of a bunch.
So tell me, Tian, who are you listening to at the moment, besides everyone else obviously listening to your new song, Golden?
Yes.
Has there been any influences, any artists that have inspired you with that song, based around anything?
Well, I have such a bunch of, like, different influences. I actually really love Julie Jacklin. She's incredible, and I know that is not, like, what my music sounds like, but, I mean, her new song, Cold Caller, and the EP with Eastwick is just an amazing combination. I think she's beautiful. But I also really love Vera Blue, Perennial. That was an incredible album, and I'm still listening to that. Lady Powers all the way. So it's so good. But, yeah, I think, like, a lot of originally probably The Naked and Famous really sparked my interest in electronic music. So, yeah, they're incredible too.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I think we can definitely hear a bit of each in your music, or at least parts of, especially the Naked and Famous. You know, you've obviously got your EP coming out in October, and I know it's hard to look so far ahead, but, you know, what are you planning for the future? What in particular goals do you have to sort of signify that you're on the right path, or, you know, there where you want to be?
Yeah, well, I definitely want to continue writing. I think I'm getting to that stage now where I'm ready to write about where I am now and release that for next year. I'd love to release, like, more music next year. I definitely want to start going on tour. That's the number one thing, and doing heaps of original shows, because we've only just, you know, started doing these original shows, and I'm loving it, and my band, they're so awesome, so I'd love to keep doing more of that, and that's definitely the goal next year. I'd love to go on tour or, you know, be a support act for someone.
That's, absolutely. Yeah.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.